Page 186. Main ideas. Exercise 1.
Hey, come on in. Welcome to my house. My name is Julia Peters, and I live in Portland, Oregon. It's important for me to live with a small personal carbon footprint because I realize that there are lots of people sharing this earth and lots of people that will come after us. It's my responsibility to protect it and make it better, to live as small as I can so that it doesn't affect future generations, their ability to live well and healthily on the planet. We're in my house today, which is a small house, but we try to do the most with what we have. Our yard is almost all used for growing food. So you have to make your way through the jungle here. Here in the backyard, you can see it's not much of a yard. There's not much grass. We've taken out most of the grass to put in raised beds so that we can grow more of our own food. Right now, with it being spring, early summer, we have a lot of things that we grew from seeds inside the house. But if you were here in August and September, hopefully this would be really full with lots of tomatoes, basil plants, squash, all kinds of things. We try to grow as much of our own food as we can because it reduces our carbon footprint. If we grow it on our own property, we don't have to go to the store and get it, and then the store buys it from someplace. For the average American, food on your plate has traveled 1,500 miles. That obviously is a huge environmental impact when your food gets transported from so far away. We also have chickens as a way to reduce our impact. We eat mostly vegetarian. A lot of our protein comes from beans, but also from eggs. We have 6 chickens. Hi, girls. They lay eggs, and in the summertime, they lay more. So right now, we get about 4 eggs a day. Another thing that we try to do on site is to create our own energy. We have solar panels on our roof, and in the summertime, they produce about enough energy to power our house. Obviously, energy that doesn't come from our solar panels, we have to get from an energy company. But a lot of power in the United States comes from coal, and coal has a huge environmental impact. If we don't reduce our coal consumption, the average temperature of the Earth will go up by 1 to 2 degrees. So it's a really critical time to think about how we get our power. Our house is a small house, and it's 3 small bedrooms, and we have 4 people living here. And that's another way we try to reduce our footprint, is by dense living. If I were going to live in this house by myself, I would still use energy for the lights, to heat it, to run the refrigerator. By having 4 people, we are collectively using almost the same amount of energy, but it's split by 4 people instead of each person living in their own apartment or house. By sharing more, by living together and sharing resources, that's another way we try to reduce our footprint and limit what we use. For some people to say that small personal efforts are just a drop in the bucket, that they don't really have an effect, I can understand that. That makes sense. That how does one person out of 6 billion have an impact? And I think there are a few things about that to remember, is that the more people that do it, it's not just one drop, it's a lot of drops, and that can make a change.